This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk about the kids coming out of Parkland. They are energized, and they are traumatized, and they're being flown all over the place, and they're getting all kinds of airtime all over the place. And they're saying remarkably passionate, occasionally extreme things about guns and the need for gun control. And they have a right to say all of that. Just as I have a right to say other things. Now, because these teens are politically effective, there's some people out there that think there should be some theories to try to discredit them. Don't need to do anything special, really. What was true yesterday is true today. Facts bear out my position, your position. And then there's quite a few advocates of gun control, including many who claim the mantle of objective journalism, who have taken the view that these kids cannot be criticized or opposed in any way. And apparently it's fine to push kids suffering from PTSD or the still grieving parents of murdered children in front of cameras in order to drive public policy, but it's an affront to decency to disagree with what they say or question the practice of using victims this way. And no, it is not the not morally equivalent to some of the horrendous things that the swamp dwellers have said about these kids, but then again, that is a low bar. These parents and surviving kids aren't being forced to do anything. They clearly want to be heard, and they have every right to do what they're right to do and say what they're saying. They're entitled to their rage and grief. They are right to be furious. And that's where it ends. Fury in and of itself is the exact opposite of reason. That was very obvious a long time ago to many of the people eagerly hiding behind those children to wage a political battle in the wake of the 9/11 attacks and countless terrorist attacks since then. The op-ed pages and the airwaves bulged with cautions that we not let vengeance or anger cloud our judgment. That we could not hold the group responsible for the extreme actions of one or a group of them. New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd spoke for so much of the leftist establishment when she lionized Cindy Shaheen, the mother of a soldier killed in the Iraq War. She said, the moral authority of parents who bury children killed in Iraq is absolute. NBC News turned Shaheen into a folk hero. It didn't matter that she already spoke for all parents of the fallen and was politically radical. She was too useful as a bludgeon against George W. Bush. Her utility, like her absolute moral authority, had a sell-by date, though. When she became a thorn in the side of Barack Obama, the media downgraded her to a crank and a gadfly. And, you know, that's what I find. I find it reprehensible to treat people that way. Especially, like, given, you know, when I first heard about the Weinstein thing, Weinstein, whatever he calls himself, I don't know. And I thought about this. How many actresses out there come into the national consciousness at a certain age, and then by the time they're like in their mid-30s or 40s, they vanish because they've hit their sell-by date? How? I mean, is this really who we are? I find this all sort of tawdry and mercenary. I can scarcely imagine that the same people touting the unimpeachable wisdom of children would have the same position if the children of terror attack victims called for, you know, a ban on Muslims entering the country, which, based upon their logic right now, is what they would call for. Now, the response from many people to this counterfactual would be, but that's a bad idea, or that would be unconstitutional. And there's my point. If we are an enlightenment-based democracy, the validity of an argument is supposed to stand independent of the person or people making it. 2 + 2 = 4, whether a child says so or a demagogue denies it. Now, in real life, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes credibility or moral authority carries more weight than arguments, and perhaps more often passion and emotion sways. Right now, the NRA, not content with its public policy and constitutional victories over the last decade, has taken to fomenting rage and resentment against the elites and the media with, you know, not too much precision at all. And the NRA makes some of these mistakes because they know who they are. The introduction of the child combatants in this political war is only fitting in the never-ending cycle of exaggeration. So now we can hear children shout, if you're not with us, you're against us. And if you're against us, you're in favor of murdering children. Which is not true. I feel sorry for the victims, and I support their right to parrot the extreme rhetoric of their elders. I don't feel sorry for the NRA. They need to be a little more proactive with some of the things they get. They need to get out in front of some of this stuff. But this entire spectacle that's going on right now, this is not normal at all. Not even a little. Now, the children are incorrect. We are not going to ban guns. We can do a lot of things to make your lives safer. But it isn't about guns. We had guns before. We've had the AR-15 has existed since the 50s. So why is it just now becoming so popular? Well, you can thank your friends in the media that are right around canonizing you and making you saints. And making you this and that. By the way, you're not adults, though, because adults run the country right now. One day you will run the country. I wish that, you know, I and a couple of people that I know could have been there for you. Every time this happens, I regret that I and some other people are not there for you. And I'm not with you, and I'm not against you. I'm for you. I did more than you can possibly imagine to where you would have this ability to make these kind of statements in this country. So I am for you. And no, I'm not for murdering children. I will defend them every way I can. But I wasn't there. This didn't happen on my watch. It happened somewhere else. It happened where law enforcement was there. So, I get it. I understand what's going on with these kids in Florida fully. Not all of them are this way, without a doubt. We hear the loudest ones. We seem to be hearing from 3 or 4 in particular, one of which is accusing them of trying to script him. But, you know, this is not... This isn't over, but it will be soon. It will be soon. And soon, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military grade inflatable cases.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
Groove Line.
Florida shooting, Las Vegas, Aurora, the others that have occurred in recent years have fired up the gun control debate in America, and it is white hot currently right now. This pits us and the NRA against Democrats and leftists and the Hollywood loons, whose ultimate goal is a disarmed America. They can't tell you why they want it that way. I know why they want it that way, but they won't tell you because, you know, all their denials and lies, make no mistake about it. The anti-gun coalition's aim is to rid the country of guns, come hell or high water. And through the new laws and regulations, outright bans, and ultimately the confiscation of every privately owned gun in America. For the Democrats, the knee-jerk reaction to any tragedy is to immediately look for a way to restrict your rights. By default. Gun violence is an easy target, since it tugs at Americans' emotions when they see news coverage of people running for cover from a building after an incident. Nowadays, young people are eating laundry detergent pods in some kind of twisted challenger contest. And the Democrats' answer is to suggest forcing the manufacturer to spend millions of dollars to make their product less visually appealing so that the youths won't be tempted to eat them. Instead of smacking the kids upside the head and saying, "Hey, dummy, you're eating laundry detergent, for crying out loud. Straighten up, would you? That's poison." For the left and for the Democrats, it's easier to put the blame on an inanimate object like a gun or a box of soap capsules than to admit that the root cause of gun violence and stupidity in America is the immoral society that they have worked hard to create for at least the last 6 decades. Congratulations, leftist. You have got it now. When I was a kid, nobody took offense to seeing a nativity scene in front of a courthouse or a church or a school or a house. The Ten Commandments hung inside most classrooms in American schools. And whether it was true or not, children were taught that George Washington never told a lie. Something admirable for all of us to aspire to, even if it was only folklore. And those days are gone. Replaced with an extreme progressive and a revisionist curriculum. Instead of teaching kids about the history of America, the good as well as the bad, and of the importance of honesty and integrity, for decades now, they've been taught that our founding fathers were nothing but lousy slave owners. Those who fought courageously in battle after battle for the Confederacy during the War of the Rebellion are now maligned as fighting solely for the institution of slavery, when the fact of the matter is that few truly fought to maintain that blight on America's past. Most fought because their loyalties were with their particular state, and their state was attacked. They're trying to remove statues of these same Confederate soldiers, apparently believing in some way that by removing the marble and bronze edifices, they will somehow remove the Civil War and slavery from our history and memory. School children are subjected to sexual indoctrination by leftist Democrats who cater to the LGBTQ community. I still don't know what the Q stands for. School children are now taught that what was once considered immoral is now acceptable, and traditional family values are hate, when they should be reading books like Green Eggs and Ham. They're reading Heather Has Two Mommies. You know, there's a movie coming out called Ready Player One, where everybody exists in this own little world called the Oasis, and it's virtual. It's not... It's where you go. You're sitting in a room, and, you know, that's art imitating life. Because kids today are becoming more and more emotionally withdrawn and starting to exist only in the culture of video games, smartphones, countless Hollywood explosion and gun violence extravaganzas. Why are we surprised that some choose to act out the fantasy world they've been subjected to by the modern culture? We're the parents when this happens. What about the progressive schools? What about the leftist Democrats? Where are they when this comes up? Gun violence, yes, gun violence exists in America. But it's not because some inanimate object is jumping up and killing innocent people. It exists because of people who are willing to gun down their fellow man without feeling any remorse or even acknowledging responsibility for the carnage they inflict. They've been numbed up inside. heartless and cold. These are very calculating killers. The product of our progressive leftist educational system and the Democrat politicians who created it. We don't have a gun problem. We have a problem, without a doubt, but we do not have a gun problem. We have lost something of ourselves. I remember when video games came out. The first computer video game I played was in 1982. And it was a slow affair, and I thought it was the greatest thing ever. But it was not something where I spent hours upon hours upon hours playing it, because I had to go out. I had to. And listen, back in that time, I was broke. I was broke as a joke. I mean, but I still would find a ride, and I would go out with my friends, and I would actually go somewhere and do something. Where do they have to go now? Here where I live, where there used to be clubs for them to go, and, you know, this is how bad it is. I would back in the 70s and the 80s, you know, we had clubs to go to, young people had clubs to go to, and it was a physical thing, you know, dancing, and there'd be drinking, but, I mean, if you dance for 4 hours and drink four drinks, you're not drunk. I was a bouncer at one of these clubs, and I saw how many people actually got drunk, and the people that intended to get drunk would just get drunk. They'd just be there to drink. But the people that were there to interact would interact, and they never got drunk. We used to go do things. We used to hop in the car and go somewhere. We used to go to the lake. What do they do now? We've lost something, and I don't know if we can get it back. I certainly hope so, but I don't know how that's going to happen. But whatever we've lost, the fact that there's still some of us here saying we've lost something, that is a good indicator to me. I'm not the only one saying it. We need to take a big look inward, because we're the ones that have the answers. The government doesn't have them. They don't have them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And yes, I'm beginning to have those issues, breathing issues. But that's okay. We only got two segments to go, so I will push it through. The other day, Dana Lash was taken to task for saying that the left loves mass shootings. Well, she wasn't wrong. And you got to understand this. For them, the tragedy aspect of that is a non sequitur for them. They're not there. They don't go there to the scene. They don't sit there with the families for a long time. But they love the ratings. That's gold. And then they leap to take advantage of that. And before the bodies are removed from the site, they begin to politicize the event. What happened in Florida was no exception. This time they really upped their game. They contacted the students who survived and encouraged them to appear on their news programs, which are not news, but calculated propaganda. If the student or the parents do not support the leftist version of gun control, they're given a script to stick by or they are disinvited. The ridiculous program, which was staged on CNN and hosted by Jake Tapper, was the most egregious example yet. Adults and teens were most likely directed to behave like animals in a zoo, screaming and jeering at Marco Rubio and Dana Lash as if they had personally shot up that school. That they actually found that many people who agreed to behave so horribly is a tragedy in and of itself. Because we're no longer a civil society. Every one of you that was in that room, adult and teen alike, all of you should be ashamed. That was an appalling display of spewing venom for a political purpose. And the dead kids were reduced to fodder for Jake Tapper's personal crusade against the Second Amendment. That was a monstrous example of planned media deception. Most likely, that won the NRA a lot of new members, though. Lash is correct when she points out the leftist media are so obsessed with using the Florida catastrophe for their own ends. They never pay a moment of attention to the thousands of grieving mothers of the dead in Chicago or Baltimore or New Jersey or New York, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. Not even a little bit. And when someone points this out, then we get called a racist. It's racist to point out that more people are killed in Chicago every weekend than died at that Florida high school. Really? Who dies in Chicago versus... Anyway, I shouldn't bring absolute logic to this. The purveyors of progressivism are having a really bad year. And they were certain that their concocted Trump-Russia hoax would ensure Clinton victory. That's backfiring. Their hatred of the president has made them all neurologically dysfunctional. So when you watch the White House press corps torment Sarah Sanders or Raj Shah with tiresome repetitive questions day after day, when you watch that, that's all excruciating. All they care about are the things Americans outside that room do not care about. Rob Porter's past crimes against his wives, the Mueller investigation, which many of the rest of us see clearly as an orchestrated witch hunt. Their obsession with disarming law-abiding citizens, which in no way will stop murderous criminals from committing their evil deeds. Any woman that Trump may have seen or laid eyes on or touched, shaken hands with at any time in his life. Truth of the matter is that no one cares about that stuff. We care about the economy, which is booming. We care that ISIS has been defeated. We care that thousands of regulations that Obama ordered to restrict business and energy independence are being rescinded. We like that we have a president who loves the country. Obama made it clear from the outset that he pretty much loathed America. We like that Trump's fight back against the corrupt media in a way Bush never did. It's quite likely that even Democrats in flyover country are sick to death of the D.C. media beltway's nonsensical obsession with destroying Trump. And here's the thing. What happened to those 17 children and adults in Florida? There's no words in the English language to adequately address the loss of these people. None. None at all. There's no closure for their loved ones. There's plenty to describe the horrific behavior of the leftist media, and by extension, the Democratic members of Congress, who have piled on with relish. They think of themselves as heroes. Heroes of the thick-walled bubble that they inhabit. They have no sense at all about how regular Americans see, hear, and read them. And for the most part, those same Americans know better than to buy those politicians' silly Marxist notions about how American people need to be controlled. The thing is, they, the media, and their handmaidens in Congress and vice versa, they are the criminals. The media are criminals of a sort because they are no longer journalists. They are adjuncts of the leftist machine, the DNC. They do not report what they do not want people to know. They believe without compunction what the bulk of Americans, that the bulk of us are dumb as rocks and will buy what they sell. Democrats in Congress, the bureaucrats in the State Department, the DOJ, IRS, CIA, FBI, all criminals because they're intent on covering up the many crimes committed by the Obama administration. The surveilling of American citizens without cause, the use of the IRS to target conservative groups, the commission and manufacture of a fake dossier to take down a presidential candidate, countless illegal leaks to the press in service of their plan to name just a few. These are not the kind of leaders the founders intended for the constitutional republic they created. You know, they talk all the time about how the founders could not have possibly envisioned an AR-15. This press was not one that was envisioned when the First Amendment was put together. Not even close. There were some Trump-like scoundrels among those men, to be sure, but they sacrificed everything they had for the cause of building this nation. And Trump is sacrificing a great deal to take on leading the country, despite his freewheeling previous existence, is doing a good job of it. And what does he get for his trouble? Nonstop vitriol from the left and their puppets in Congress. They can't have his success. like the tax cuts, which they virally oppose and the people like. His improving poll numbers, his common sense ideas about how to stop school shootings, and the fact that the scandals they have invented to take him down have failed have made the leftists neurologically dysfunctional indeed. You know, Trump got out there in front of the governors today and said, listen, I know all of you guys are worried about the NRA. You shouldn't worry about the NRA. They're on your side. And as it is, you know, the NRA doesn't run this country. I do. We do. You do. We all do. So we're going to come to a conclusion, and we're going to make the kids safe. And like it or not, that's going to involve some guns in school. And it's not even about the gun. It's going to be the people behind them that make the gun effective. The fact that they'll have the tool, they'll have the training, all of these things will be monumental in making these young people safe. And if you're not going to go along with that, then you don't have to. Trump's not saying that guns are going to be issued to every teacher. He's saying, I'm asking for some volunteers. It's not going to take that many. If you have two teachers on every hallway, you're covered. You are covered. So, bear that in mind. We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of the response we're seeing as far as what the teachers are saying in some places about, I'm going to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Having a discussion with somebody the other day. They were listening to music from the 90s like I do. And I simply asked them, if you didn't listen to this, what would you listen to? Is there anything out there today like this? And of course they said, no. Anyway. Lately the AR-15 has been taking it on the chin. AR-15 gets blamed for everything from the bubonic plague to school shootings that it was actually used in, because we all know it's never the perpetrator. It would be easy to be duped into thinking the world would be a veritable paradise if this particular scary-looking assault weapon, as they say, were somehow legislated out of existence. Now, granted, the lofty rhetoric employed by the leftist politicians, gun control groups, and well-coached, albeit sympathetic, Parkland students is sometimes difficult to defend. Despite the multiple failures at multiple agencies that could have prevented or at least mitigated this crime, the fact that Nicholas Cruz did indeed employ the weapon to murder 17 students in a place that should have felt safe is incontrovertible. And I will tell you something that you may not want to hear, but we're very lucky it wasn't, that number was not higher. What we have is an ideal opportunity for the left to employ the best tool at their disposal, which is rhetoric, and especially when it's skillfully employed by kids who might otherwise be engaged in playing video games and eating some Tide Pods, rhetoric can definitely be a powerful thing, which makes countering it even more important. But how would you counter it? Yeah, well, facts. And they are on our side here, but even though it has admittedly been used in several high-profile school shootings of late, the AR-15's involvement in overall crime in the United States is much less than the fear-mongers would have you think. Even NBC admits that despite its use in many mass shootings, the popular AR-15 rifle accounts for relatively few murders, or to be specific, about 3% of overall firearm homicide in 2016. And that despite the over 15 million AR-style rifles in America today, which does not take into account the other rifles that are not AR types. And you'd be surprised how many AKs are out there, how many Galils, how many AR-10s, how many, you name it. I don't know how many Ruger Mini 14s are out there. Now, facts bolstered by statistics aren't necessarily the best way to counter rhetoric. The best way for that is to use equal or more powerful rhetoric, and the good news is our side has plenty of that too. So let's look at a few ways that the much maligned AR-15 style rifle has been employed to actually save people rather than take them. Because the leftists, aren't they really saying that the people listed below should have been assaulted and even killed in the name of ridding the world of the weapon they successfully used to defend themselves? March 2017, 23-year-old Zach Peters woke up to loud bangs in his father's kitchen. When he went to investigate, it was a good thing he took his AR-15 with him, because in his kitchen were three intruders dressed all in black, one of whom was armed with a knife and the other with brass knuckles. In an act that was justifiably ruled as self-defense, Peter opened fire and deprived the world of three more scumbags. April 2013, a drug-addled Jasper Brisbane, 32, forced his way into the Philadelphia couple's apartment and continued to press his advance despite multiple requests from the armed resident to leave. The resident finally used his legally obtained AR-15-style weapon to fire one shot at Brisbane, hitting him in the torso and killing him. February 2013, a gunslinging couple who tried to rob what they thought would be an easy mark, a tax preparation service, got an AR-15 surprise when an assault rifle-wielding security guard sent them packing with a scary-looking gun and a couple of near misses. January 2017, two Houston gun store employees successfully fought off five armed would-be robbers with the help of an AR-15. May 2014, homeowner Jonathan Haith used an AR-15 to shoot an armed intruder in his own hallway. January 2013, a couple of armed criminals who had broken into the apartment of Rochester Institute of Technology student decided to leave and try a softer target when they confronted the barrel of the student's AR-15, which was unloaded but scary looking enough to do the job without a shot fired. July 2015, three armed robbers who tried to break into a Milwaukee high-end clothing store by ramming it with a stolen van were met with a surprise of a different sort in the form of a hail of rounds from owner Rami Murr's AR-15 rifle. Not only was the robbery unsuccessful, but one of the intruders got a few wounds there and a prison term for his efforts. January 2013. When two burglars broke into their home while their parents were gone, a 15-year-old Texas boy used his dad's AR-15 to defend the life of both himself and his 12-year-old sister. Okay. I see that. In the chat room, they're talking about this GOP's Brian Mast. Trump must enact immediate temporary ban of AR-15s. Is there going to be a temporary confiscation, which would lead to a temporary civil war, Representative Mast? You know, a weapon, a tool in the hands of anybody, if they're committed to evil, is going to be used for bad things. Likewise, in the hands of a good person. And here, based upon the mechanics of the rifle and the way it works, you've got women using it, teenagers using it to defend themselves against those that would do them harm. Now, a lot of people call this America's rifle. And it's not because of psychopaths like Nicholas Cruz. Now, I met Sheriff Jim Wilson at a SHOT Show. He was working with Nighthawk. And he said, in fact, the AR is a rather good choice for home defense. It's a lightweight. The caliber choices are effective against armed criminals. Its profile is one that is readily recognized by most people. And the crooks who see it in your hands will get the idea that you mean business and can probably take care of business if forced to. He also cites the fact that the weapon is short and powerful, thus helping a homeowner avoid the defensive mistake of allowing the barrel to alert intruders to the defender's presence. If, as even the most rabid gun control proponent would admit when pressed, the vast majority of America is approximate, and, you know, it's shaky ground because we don't really know, 15 million AR-15 owners would use their weapons for self-defense rather than for unlawful purposes, what justification can possibly be made for disarming these people in an effort to try to disarm criminals who wouldn't follow the law anyway? There is no legal justification, only empty rhetoric. Finally, we have this. NPR Morning Edition Sunday broadcast a segment titled People of Color respond to Parkland. And they feature a minister of indeterminate denomination with the added credential of Director of Urban Strategies and Live Free at the People Improving Communities Through Organizing Network, which is located naturally in San Francisco. Leave it to the NPR to inject a bit of levity into the horrific situation. Reverend Michael McBride wasted not a minute expressing a thought or prayer for the 17 of God's children gunned down last week. Then he launched into a semi-coherent tirade specifically against white males and the toxicity of masculinity they are drowning in, and two, law enforcement officers gunning down innocent black men as real causes for alarm. Really? Because what I'm seeing in Parkland is the failure of some law enforcement officers to draw their weapon and go take care of business. None of the victims, I think, in Parkland were black. I don't know, though. I don't know. And it, you know what? It shouldn't even matter. But McBride is not the only person of color responding to Parkland. They're looking at this because of the... And I kid you not, they're looking at this because of the publicity that these kids are getting. Black Lives Matter founder Patrice McCullers said that white people get to be everything. They get to be victims. They get to be heroes. We have naked envy of the victims in the Parkland shootings. Now, in a sane universe, this lack of empathy for murdered children and their grieving families and friends could be viewed as deeply troubling. But, you know, Black Lives Matter has failed to address or even call out the terrible carnage that exists within their own community. Go to Chicago and start protesting. I'll go with you. Hopefully back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known that I didn't kill my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. The thing my boss wanted, talking all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.